The Independent Commission Against Corruption in New South Wales has just dealt a new blow to the former Labor power broker Eddie Obeid and his family. The Commission this morning advised the O'Farrell government to consider legislation to confiscate tens of millions of dollars the Obeids made from the suspect land deals and mining transactions in the Bylong Valley in the state's Upper Hunter. Joining me in the studio now is Peter Lloyd, who's been covering the corruption hearings for The World Today. So, Peter, what is the Commission recommending?
Well, Eleanor, the headline news is firstly the recommendation that the O'Farrell government cancel mining licences at the centre of these recent corruption inquiries. The first one was at Mount Penny in the Bylong Valley in the Upper Hunter, and the other, the Lower Hunter, at Doyle's Creek. There were two big inquiries. The first was one concerning the Obeid family interest at Mount Penny, and this is a story that began in November a year ago when the inquiries began to unpeel the story of the investment process where the Obeid family obtained a license through the that they were benefactors of an action by the then in 2008 Minerals Minister Ian MacDonald in New South Wales, who did a favour for his Labor mate, got them these licences, which then they flipped along to another company called Cascade Coal, and in the process have already pocketed $25 million, and the family in evidence did say that they believe they could take as much as $75 million out of this arrangement. Now, the other matter was to come to the fore earlier this year, and this was about the former union mining boss John Maitland. He, in his good fortune, flipped a $165,000 investment into $15 million, again through the actions of Ian MacDonald, the disgraced and declared corrupt by ICAC Minerals Minister, who passed that licence on to Mr. Maitland at Doyle's Creek in the Hunter. Now, in today's report, ICAC says both these licences were clearly corruptly approved and are now so tainted that they ought to be expunged. And in addition, ICAC is saying, and this is quite sensational, that the government should now go after both men for the proceeds of these corruptly received licences by the enactment of legislation.
Is there any doubt that the New South Wales government will act on this?
No doubt at all. The Premier, Barry O'Farrell, has been waiting for the advice before making the decision about what should happen to both Mount Penny and the Doyle's Creek mining licence. But we already know how they're heading and in what direction the government's heading. In the final week of Parliament, Mr. O'Farrell laid the ground to take action by passing legislation through the Parliament that would allow the government to cancel the mining licences on the basis of public interest. So a sniff test, in a sense. And on that, we've already got some strong reaction today. The Doyle's Creek licence, which is held by a company called New Coal, it acquired the licence in 2010 and, according to them, acquired it in good faith and in a legal way. This morning, New Coal requested a trading halt ahead of this report. I've just in the last few minutes received a statement from New Coal's chairman, Gordon Salt. He's not a happy man. He says New Coal is extremely disappointed with the recommendation from the ICAC commissioner. They'll continue to urge the Premier and the government to consult directly with them before any decisions are taken regarding what happens to that licence and, of course, to the shares in New Coal.
Dramatic recommendations indeed. Peter Lloyd, our reporter, covering those Independent Commission of Corruption hearings in Sydney.